This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we had Dr. Joe on talking about getting your body rid of Christmas overindulgences and talking about hangover cures. Maybe we did that a little backwards because now we're doing champagne tastings and with Craig Torres with Hop City and Kimmy Curtis Sherman with Hop City. She's over all the wine and all the hop cities around town. And Craig, you're a regular on the show.
I am, and I'm grateful to be back. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And Kimmy, you're a newbie on the show.
I am. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And we're gonna let you cut your teeth on the show and show you how it works. And you're gonna have a great time.
Is this a dental segment?
This is. Did you floss?
I did.
Oh, thank goodness, one of us did.
I'm glad one of us did. Okay, what we're doing here is we're going to be tasting some champagne, telling you the best bottles for you to buy for New Year's. But my favorite segment is we're going to be wine typing you. And that is where you call in and you tell Craig your favorite way that you take your coffee or your tea. And he will tell you your perfect bottle of wine, because we all get so stuck in a rut that we go to our favorite beer and wine store or our big box store or our grocery store, and we buy the same bottles over and over and over because we know that A, we like it, or we like the price point, and we don't get out of that rut. So today we're going to get out of that rut. Or maybe you need a gift for your boss or a family or friend, and you know how they take their coffee or tea. We're going to find that perfect bottle of wine for them. So you need to call 404-872-0750, and we'll start loading up the lines for that. 404-872-0750. Well, in the meantime, I want to start talking about what you just opened here, this lovely bottle of champagne.
Absolutely. So as you pointed out, today's segment is going to focus on sparkling wine. And notice I say sparkling
wine.
Yeah,
I was like, no champagne.
So champagne is one specific region where they make sparkling wine. But sparkling wine is a fancy way of saying those bottles with a cork in it, mm-hmm. With all the bubbles and the deliciousness. You can make mimosas from them. You can ideally drink them on their own, because a great sparkling wine speaks for itself. So I brought with me my favorite wine companion, and that is Kimmy Curtis Sherman. And she is our wine expert here at Hop City. And we're going to really just dial in on sparkling wine and make sure you know what you're putting on your New Year's table, what you're doing your toast with, what you're doing your first New Year's kiss holding in your other hand.
So none of these are from the Champagne region of France.
That is not correct. We're actually starting out with an actual champagne from Champagne.
Okay.
Just because it seemed like a really great place to start the conversation. But I do like to differentiate. Not all sparkling wine is champagne. That is just a subset of bubbles.
Okay, good. Well, this that we're drinking now is absolutely fabulous.
Kimmy, tell us about this one.
Kimmy, you did.
So
great.
I like to start with champagne with anything, because once you learn what champagne is and how it's made, you can pretty much navigate all other sparkling wine out there.
Okay.
So I started with a grower's champagne, which means these are the small guys. They grow fruit for the big guys, so you get a lot of bang for your buck. So mm-hmm. That's why we love growers. This is Pierre Sellier. It's a Brut Prestige. So this means this is our driest of our sparkling wines when it says Brut on the bottle. And it's got all three grape varietals that you'll find in Champagne. Champagne is known for Chardonnay, for Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. This has mostly Pinot Noir.
So being kind of dumb in this arena, Brut means dry.
That's your driest, actually. Usually people see extra dry on a bottle and you think that's your driest. Extra dry is actually your off dry.
So there's less sugar.
In a Brut.
Correct. And that means less calories.
Yes, if you're counting calories, definitely.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, this is how I look at it.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you see the word Brut on your bottle, it's your driest. Okay. Sometimes every now and then you'll find a weird bottle that'll say extra brut, and that's even drier, but those are very rare.
It's like swallowing a cotton ball.
Basically, it's like bone dry. Okay. Extra dry is your off dry, so that's kind of got a little residual sugar. It's a little sweet, but it's not super sweet. And then you might see something called demi-sec on your bottle, and that means it's sweet.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had a sweet champagne.
So there are definitely, I mean, certainly among the sparkling wine families, there are tons and tons of sweeter options. And you definitely see those. California, for many, many years, California was known for making off-dry bubbles that they would call a variety of things. You don't always, the words that Kimmy are using are specific to France. So you might.
Well, Corbel uses demi-sec on their bottles. They're the ones that really coined it. Which you're right, California demi-sec.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but if you're drinking a prosecco, for instance, you might see different words on your label. So we're going to start with champagne, and we're going to actually go from there. So there's some learning involved. We're not all just drinking for fun. We're actually educating.
Okay. Well, so far this is my favorite.
Oh well, always champagne will always be a girl's favorite.
Okay, so this is my favorite as we go.
And Kimmy, tell us how much this one costs.
Right now we're at $39.99 for a small production. We're looking at probably under 1,000 cases produced of a single estate champagne.
So that's pretty special.
Yes, we're pre-tariff. We bought all our bubbles pre-tariff pricing, so yeah, as well, so to help everybody out.
Sadly, the prices have gone up for anything new on the shelves coming into the country because of some of the European tariffs that have been imposed.
Okay. So, and you can buy this at any Hop City location.
Yes. All three.
And this would go with any cheese, charcuterie. What would this pair with?
Bubbles go with everything. I'm one of those girls that'll drink bubbles with, you know, leftover, you know, turkey dinner. You're having a cold turkey sandwich the next day. Bubbles are the thing to open.
Okay.
My mom always opened a bottle of bubbles when she cooked dinner for the holidays. Bubbles are for every time.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I love it. I love that you call it bubbles.
But yeah, sliced fruit, apples, pears, cheese for sure. But I wouldn't go necessarily with a hugely aggressive cheese. You wouldn't necessarily want something with like a blue cheese.
Right.
It might not be my choice with this. But for sure, anything in the soft cheese category, great pairing. And then white meats. I think we hit the nail on the head. The type of food you'd put on the table this type of year, a great pairing. So this screams turkey for me. I would actually drink this with my dinner in lieu of perhaps a great Chardonnay or something like that.
Okay, sounds great. We're going to take some calls on wine typing. 404-87 as we enjoy our bubbles. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750 if you'd like to jump on the line and get your perfect wine typed for you. And we're going to do so with Lee in Atlanta. Lee, how do you take your coffee or your tea?
Hi. Well, I take my coffee very strong, a ton of cream, and no or very little sugar, but I actually prefer maybe a tiny drop of honey.
Interesting. Okay, cool. So you like to take all the, we'll call the rough edges out of your coffee. And I'm going to actually focus on bubbles pairings. Is that cool, or do you want more of a still wine recommendation? What would be
your preference? I'd love a bubbles pairing. Just to reiterate, I don't want my coffee sweet at all, even if I add a little tiny bit of sugar or honey.
Absolutely, but at the same time, what I'm looking for is how much of a tannic tolerance you have, and it sounds like while you love the flavor of coffee, you do like a nice smooth finish on that. That's what that cream tells me, but you do like something a little heavier. So in the bubbles world, I might actually recommend a rosé bubble. That would be a perfect choice for you. First off, it's going to have a little bit of, just, we'll call it not necessarily sweetness, but definitely some of those honey notes that you like that don't necessarily finish. You'll still do something on the dry side. I would still do a Brut Rosé option. And Kimmy, what do you think in terms of a great Brut Rosé?
Well, anything made with Pinot Noir because it has a round body. It sounds like she likes it strong with the soft edges, as you said. And today we're going to be tasting this 100% Pinot Noir Cava.
Oh, fantastic. That would actually be perfect. So a Vigno is a great Rosé Brut Cava, and it's not expensive, which is a great choice.
How do you spell that?
Sure, A-V-I-N-Y-O. with a tilde on top.
A-V-I-N-Y-O.
Yes.
Oh, well, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, just real quick, if you have time, what kind of a red wine would you recommend me?
Well, I think Kimmy hit the nail on the head there, too. I think a Pinot Noir would be a perfect choice for you. Or even a Gamay would even be better, perhaps, because it has just a hair more body for you, but it finishes super smooth. That would be a great choice. So Gamay is mostly associated with France, but it's not an expensive. Typically, it's not something that sees a lot of oak time or barrel time, so they're a little bit less expensive. That would be a great choice. Anything in the Gamay family, G-A-M-A-Y, is the grape.
G-A-M-A-Y. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go to Nick in Lawrenceville. Let's see if we can't finish Nick up, we will get him on the other side. Nick in Lawrenceville, how do you take your coffee or your tea?
Well, I take my coffee straight, but I wanted to ask that.
We'll take him off the air. And, we are tasting wine here and not wine, but got me a little flustered, but champagne.
No, you were correct, though.
It is wine.
It starts as wine. So I will give you a little tidbit on what makes sparkling wine.
Yeah.
So, and why we usually call it champagne. So champagne has been given credit for developing this style, even though historians say it was way before that, but I think they're the ones that made it celebratory drink.
Mm-hmm.
You start with a still wine, maybe a Chardonnay. You'll add it to your bottle after you've done making your Chardonnay. You're going to add yeast, a little sugar, and then you're going to put a soda pop cap on the top of it to keep it close. And that's what's going to cause the bubbles to start happening. That's second fermentation in the bottle. That's where all the magic happens. They turn the bottles upside down because all that yeast you put in the bottle, you don't want to drink later. So they have it filtered to the neck of the bottle. They'll freeze that neck later. They'll knock that piece of ice out. They'll add a little bit of more sugar and yeast. They're going to put your cork and cage on it, and then they're going to send it to you to drink.
I've never known that.
And they call that the traditional method or champagne method.
That is fascinating.
And you'll also often find on the bottles it'll say champagne traditionnel, or just the word traditional in any language on the bottle tells you it was made that way. And you can see that from Spain, you can see that from Italy, and really anywhere. It's the classic way to make a bottle.
Anytime you pick up a bottle of sparkling, even if it's from California, if it says traditional method on the bottle, then it was made like champagne is made.
Oh, that's fascinating. Okay, well, you learn something every day. We're talking with Craig Torres with Hop City and Kimmy Curtis Sherman. They both are with Hop City, and we'll give all the locations when we come back. You're listening to 95.5 WSB. Thank you, Scott. Oh, we are having a blast in here with our champagne, sparkling wine, and Prosecco tasting, getting you ready for the new year in style. And I have with me in studio Craig Torres and Kimmy Curtis Sherman with Hop City. They have their Marietta Boulevard location, soon to be...
Yeah, that's correct. Our location in West Midtown over at where Marietta Street meets Howell Mill is indeed closing. It's our final couple days.
Yeah.
Which is bums me out because that was our original location. That was your original location.
That's where we met.
Yes. But that everything on the store is 20% off right now. So you should run, not walk, over there, but responsibly, of course, to our original West Midtown location at 1000 Marietta Street.
And then you have your Avalon Barley Garden Restaurant.
That's correct. That's about 2.5 years old now, and we're having a great time up there. And then, of course, we have our brand new location in West End, and that is right there on the Beltline, 1000 White Street. We have Boxcar at Hop City, the restaurant upstairs, and then all of our fun retail and bar downstairs, and a great wine selection that can be picked out down there. So come see us there. And then our busiest location over at Krog Street Market.
I love that location.
It's a lot of fun.
Love it.
It's unbelievable how much wine we are now selling there. We just won Wine Shop of the Year this year.
Congratulations. Yeah. Toast.
Indeed. Toast indeed.
Cheers.
It's a big honor, and that's a lot of what Kimmy does for us. So,
excellent.
So I wanted to wrap up champagne, if you will, with a bow, since it's the holiday season. So we just tasted a champagne that was $39.99. Champagne doesn't have to be crazy expensive. I mean, yes, we do have champagnes that are $50, $60, $100, $150. Mm-hmm. But a big portion of our champagnes are under $60. And some of my favorites, like Paul Roger. But Kimmy, tell me some about your favorite champagnes.
I'm definitely a big fan of Lallier. It's a Brut Grand Cru, which means it's an even higher level of champagne than usual, and it's right under $50.
Okay.
I think that's an absolute steal.
And for a special occasion, that is, and you get, what, four glasses out of a bottle?
I think it depends on how heavy-handed you pour. Normally, it's pretty... five glasses per bottle, but yeah, I'm a four glass per bottle girl.
That's
myself.
Probably what I am.
Well, in bubbles, you typically put it in a narrower glass, so you can often get six pours out of like, it's 25.4 ounces of bubbles, so...
If you're using a flute, you can get about eight nice pours for a champagne toast.
Yeah, which is great for New Year's when you're not necessarily pouring, like, you know,
for the regular, right. Yeah. Or if you're drinking out of the bottle, you... Just kidding.
Hey, I'm not saying that's a wrong thing.
But... I drink mine out of regular wine glasses. I don't know.
I know, I do too. I don't have special champagne flutes.
But we're going to switch gears, if we could, to two other words you often see on bubbly wine, and that is cava and prosecco.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually, what you're drinking right now is a prosecco. So prosecco, we know, is from Italy, but it's a specific area of Italy. And I'm going to turn it back over to Kimmy to tell you more.
Mostly in the Veneto and Friuli area, there are nine provinces there that can basically put Prosecco on the label. But Prosecco is a little bit different than champagne or traditional method sparklers. Instead of making the magic happen or the bubbles happen in the bottle, it happens in a large tank. So they'll make their base wine. They use a grape called Galera, also known as Prosecco. They'll make your still wine. Add it to a large tank, add some sugar, add some yeast, and the bubbles start to happen.
Okay.
And then they'll add it to the bottle after, and that's how you get Prosecco.
It tastes completely different.
Your bubbles are much finer, much more delicate.
They are.
And since we're using a Galera grape, totally different from the Chardonnay we just drank, it's almost clear in the glass.
It tastes lighter. The bubbles are not as pronounced.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And then they tend to be a little more fruit forward and floral. Mm-hmm. Then our champagnes that tend to be more biscuity, more yeast, almost like brioche.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I couldn't agree more. And I get this little sort of vague nutty character out of a true champagne, where these don't present that way at all. Like Kimmy said, it's almost like biting into a gentle pear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like, you don't want a lot of sugar in your wine, this is Brut. But it definitely doesn't taste as dry as that champagne that we just had, which was also Brut. So Prosecco's a good choice if you want something not quite as bitter or dry.
And what is the price point on this?
This is $16.99, and it's a small production, and it's absolutely delicious. And we serve it even in our restaurant.
Okay. Great. Now, for those holding on for wine typing, we are going to get to you next. That's Gary, Rob, and Todd. If you would like to have that done, give us a call at 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this. And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And a great time is being had by all in the studio. And I hope it's coming through to you. We're having Hop City on the air with Craig Torres and Kimmy Curtis Sherman. And we are getting you ready for New Year's Eve, talking about champagne and sparkling wine and cava, and that's where we've moved to along the spectrum now.
We have. So cava is specific to Spain. That's hence the cava. But most people don't realize there's a geographic association with the various things they see on the shelf. They just say, oh, I like cava or I like Prosecco, but they're really specific to a geography. So Kimmy, tell us a little bit about cava specifically.
Cava is made like traditional champagne or traditional sparklers. And when you see cava on the bottle, it designates a level of quality, just like you would with champagne. Although in just one area, it's eight areas of Spain where they're allowed to put cava on the label. And just like champagne, they have to follow a strict regulation of doing second fermentation or the bubbles in the bottle and letting it age for so long before they... You know, take the yeast out and add more sugar and yeast and send it to you. So even that awesome $7 bottle of cava that you love to get at the grocery store follows a certain regulation of quality, just like champagne does.
Wow. Like I told you earlier, my first glass of cava was on a mountaintop in Barcelona. So I will always have a soft spot in my heart for cava.
That probably tasted amazing.
It was the most amazing glass of cava ever. And I think I was with Neil Bortz. We were going on a Mediterranean cruise, so he thought it tastes like horse. And I thought it was lovely. So what is the price point for this cava?
This one is only $25.99. Yet it's made like some of the better quality champagnes you might find on the shelf.
We're
aging for a long time. We're using fruit all from the estate, so they're not buying fruit from some other farmer down the road.
Okay.
And everything comes from a single planting of Pinot Noir. So it's very high quality, but for $26, you're not really spending a whole lot.
No, for mm-hmm. what you
and
get.
And that's why I love cava. Cava's always like, if you have champagne taste, beer budget, buy cava.
And I should point out, we are drinking the Avino Reserva Rosé Brut cava. So because not everyone can see what we're doing.
I love how you say Brut.
Sorry.
Craig's very fancy.
I am very fancy. I have my pinky up when I say that. But no, it's a rosé cava. And not all sparkling wine, of course, has to be in one color, if you will. Not all of it has to be clear. There's a ton of really awesome rosé cavas, champagnes, and Prosecco.
Okay, this is lovely. And I'm going to put you to work, you two, with some wine typings. Okay, back to the phone lines we go with Gary in Snellville. Gary, you're on WSB. How are you today? Okay, maybe it's the bottom. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Gary.
Doing well. How about you?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks. I used to drink a wine made here in North Georgia, summer wine and autumn blush. And it was just like Kool-Aid.
Yes.
And they made it sparkling, and it's never tasted the same since. What would be the, if y'all are familiar with those two, what would be the equivalent of it? Anybody know?
Well, man, me being from the South, I'd say muscadine wine, but that's hard to find these days, too, unless you're in the deep South.
It was muscadine wine, but it tasted just like Kool-Aid. I mean, you never knew you'd been drinking until you stood up. So,
well, these days they're doing a lot of that work in the sparkling hard seltzer world, which is not to say that it's the same as wine, but you're going to find a lot of really fun flavors and things that aren't even wine based at all. That's sort of where the drinking public has gone. But I agree with what Kimmy said. Is if there are still a handful of muscadine wines out there. They tend to be on a sweet side. If you want to spend just a smidge more money, you can talk about maybe we call them ice ciders or meads. They're going to be sweeter and give you some of that same sort of Kool-Aid effect. I really enjoy an ice cider because it is on the sweeter side and it feels that desserty, kind of a desserty effect, but obviously focus more on the apple flavors.
What did you said something about mead?
Yeah, mead is a honey fermentation, and we do talk about mead on the air from time to time. Meads can be flavored with a variety of extra fruits, raspberries or blueberries, or, you know, you pick your fruit.
How do you spell that?
M-E-A-D, mead, is a fancy way of saying a honey wine, if you will, and that's going to give you some of that sweetness that you really dig out of a muscadine wine, and it's a little cleaner in terms of flavor profile.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you very much.
My right. pleasure.
Thank you so much, sir. Let's see. There we go. All right. Back to the phone lines we go with Rob in Smyrna. Rob, you're on WSB. How do you take your coffee or your tea?
Well, thank you. Coffee is just a little bit of cream, and iced tea is probably half and half. If that makes sense.
It does. So when you do coffee with cream, what kind of roast do you typically go with?
Oh, we're good old-fashioned Maxwell House, you know, or just simple coffee at the house.
Got it. Very good. Cool. Well, you have, again, you're going to be more of a smoother finish type of drinker, and there's a lot of great options in that world. I think Syrah makes a ton of sense for you. It gives you some of the middle body to slightly heavier body. Middle of the wine, and it gives you that crazy smoothness that you get out of a cream in your coffee. I know I've talked about this a number of times, but Michael David makes a petite, which is a great starting point for those people who like depth in the middle of their wine, but just nothing but like sort of back rubs at the end. and it's a great inexpensive bottle, $16.99 on our shelves, so it's a perfect starting place for somebody with that type of palate.
That sounds good. We were guests for the first time at a wine club last month at vineyard in Smyrna, and it was very helpful to learn a little bit more than just to read a label.
Absolutely.
Good for you, Rob.
Yeah, we do. So the first week of every month at Hop City, we do free wine tastings, and there's always a theme. In fact, actually, at Krog Market, we do one every week, every Tuesday. And I highly encourage people to come out. Free is my favorite, you know, price point.
Yeah.
And you get to go ahead and try a variety, typically 2 to 4 wines, and it's just a great way to experience just a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah, a wine club is the new thing for us. It's been very informative and meeting great people. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Happy New Year, Rob. All right, let's go. I'm just going to work you like a dog. All right, let's go to Todd in Roswell. Todd, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How do you take your coffee or your tea?
I would take my tea sweet. But I really like espresso coffee.
Nice. And do you ever put sugar in your espresso or just straight up?
I do. Like, I love Cuban coffee style coffees.
Nice. Very good. So you love super, super heavy things. And so we just talked about Syrah. We can go a step further with that and go to Petite Syrah. It's technically a different grape, and it's definitely darker, richer, and more robust. Kimmy, what's your favorite Petite Syrah?
Ooh, there's one called Sweet Petite. It's made by Chronic Cellars, which is out in California. They're very surfer cultured. A lot of people don't take them seriously, but they are some serious winemakers. And I think a bottle runs about $15.99. And you drink coffee like I drink it. So I love that bottle.
And that the Chronic Cellars folks, they're tongue in cheek on the labels. They have some of the coolest labels in the wine world. But as Kimmy pointed out, the wine is super serious. And that would be the ideal choice for somebody who likes a bold, sweet coffee. That's a great choice.
Awesome. What about a sparkling variety?
Sparkling variety. I mean, you drink your coffee and tea just like I do. So I'm all over the world sometimes. I think it depends on what I'm feeling that day. But you drink your. I would say you might want to go with something a little off dry, but with really pretty acidity. So I feel like you're going to be in the cava family, where champagne might not give you quite what you're looking for. And I would say definitely probably more in the rosé family on top of that.
That all said, I think Kimmy's 100% right, but there's a specific bubbles from Italy called a Berbet from our friends at Di Marie. That's a great, it's sort of notes of raspberry. I think we've actually tasted on the air a couple visits ago. It's bold, big, and just a hair sweet, so it would be a perfect choice for you, and it's under $20.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Happy New Year, Todd.
You too.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Eric, and we have a champagne question. Eric incoming. You're on WSB. How are you? What's your question?
Well, it's pretty good. I actually have a background. Back in the 90s, I worked at a wine store in Angeli Mall. That'll kind of give it away. But being that I've gotten older, one of the champagnes that I tasted, I cannot remember the name of. When we opened it, it smelled like a bouquet of flowers, or that you walked into a florist, and just the mix of roses and carnations and lilies. And I've never been able to remember exactly. The bottle was a little squatty. But I cannot for the life of me remember the name of the champagne. So I was hoping he could give me a range to look at of champagnes that have that extremely floral bouquet.
That is a puzzler. That's a good one. Off the top of my head, so it's when you talk about that bouquet of flavor, the first thing, was it a rosé champagne or was it a clear in the glass?
It was clear in the glass. That was what was so shocking about it. Very fine bubbles, and like I said, when you popped the cork and you poured it, the first,
and it was actual classified champagne.
Correct.
The only squatty bottles I know now that are out there are the Runehart. They still do the original squatty bottle champagnes. And their wines tend to be definitely more like orchard fruit forward with like beautiful like magnolia blossom inside of it, as compared to like that yeast or that, you know, brioche that we get from most champagnes.
My wines that I really lean towards are Bonnie Dunes, the Cigar Volant, the Big House Red, you know, that's my wine leaning side of it.
Nice. So, Southern Hemisphere. I love it.
So, you know, I learned a lot when I was in my 20s. Now that I'm in my 50s, I'm forgetting everything I learned.
And a lot of that stuff too changes, where like people come and go and champagne houses are bought up by others. So the stuff that we love may be not around anymore either.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that one might be lost to history. But we appreciate the call very much. And thanks so much for giving us a ring.
I tell you what, I'm going to keep you on hold, Eric, in case during the break something comes to our minds. But we're going to take our final break with the folks from Hop City talking champagnes for the new year. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Now back to Melinda Skelton and Atlanta Living on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Three top choices for the holidays.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, and Craig's mic's been on this whole time. He's a radio veteran. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Valerie in Oxford. Let's see. There she is. There she is. Valerie, welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. How are you?
Thank you. I'm wonderful. How about you?
Good. How can we wine type you?
Okay. Don't laugh. My husband tells me I just need to stick with cocoa. I like a good French rose coffee with 3 packs of blue sweetener, a little bit of powdered creamer, a little bit of liquid, and during the holidays, a smidge of whipped cream.
Oh, my word.
Well, that sounds delicious.
It is. But I only do 1 cup of coffee every morning, first thing. That's it.
Okay.
So I need to find a good champagne or bubbly, and I need a good white wine suggestion.
Okay.
We can do those. The first thing that pops into my head is a great Riesling. Your palate screams Riesling, and I don't mean that in a bad way. There are some amazing Rieslings out in the world that have that sweetness that you crave. At the same time, it's structured and delicious, and it's not. There's no judgment there. I know Rieslings have kind of gotten a bad wrap over the years. They shouldn't.
Okay.
Kimmy, what do you think for a great Riesling?
I mean, for Rieslings, you can go the gamut. I would say go with something middle dry, not too sweet and not too dry. My favorite is Bauerhaus Riesling. It's from Germany. It comes in a blue bottle, which is really rare, but it's like under $10 and it's perfect. It's bright, it's happy, it's a little sweet, and has really refreshing acidity.
Okay.
And then on the bubble side, you do need more of a demi-sec choice. None of the brutes that we've talked about are really going to work for your palate.
Okay.
I would say any of the extra dry sparkling Gamays, which I believe you brought one here before, the St. Cyr sparkling Gamay.
Oh, that St. Cyr is
we
a great choice.
We carry 3 or 4 sparkling Gamays at each of our location. They're a little off dry, beautiful fruit forwardness, really happy bubbles, pink and pretty. If you're drinking a Riesling, you definitely want to drink a sparkling Gamay for sure.
Yeah, so that's Saint, like the Saint, and it's C-Y-R. So Saint Cyr would be a fantastic choice, under $20.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to y'all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
So what is your top picks?
So Kimmy's going to give you her big three of things that we want you to show at your New Year's party or mm-hmm. your New Year's event. So Kimmy, take it away.
I mean, the ones that I brought here today were my absolute favorite. So starting with our Prosecco, we had the Villa Gaia Prosecco. It's $16.99 on the shelf. Mm-hmm. It's an absolutely gorgeous bottle, so nobody will be able to tell you spent under $24.
Oh, good.
The Avino Cava, the Rosé Cava, is my all-time favorite. I believe in getting a lot of bang for your buck. But if it has to be champagne and you're a champagne drinker, then definitely the one we brought today.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah, it was delicious. But if not, definitely that Lallier that I mentioned earlier. For right under $50, it drinks like a $100 bottle of champagne.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
It does, definitely. Okay, well, we are out of time. Craig Torres, Hop City, Kimmy Curtis-Sherman with Hop City, thank you so much, the both of you, for joining us in the studio. And I hope you both have a great year. And Craig, I hope your businesses just are packed to the brim with business.
Thank you so much. We're thrilled to be here. And as always, it's just an honor to be part of your Saturday shows.
Well, you add so much, and the listeners love you.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll see you. Wow, this is weird. I'll see you next year. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.